Baz Hashem Mizbach, we begin Perek the Shiva, 9 Perek in the Rambam's Hilchas Yisurabi, the laws of forbidden relations in the Sefer Kedusha, where, again, we're continuing to discuss the laws of a specific erva, that of, which is forbidden relations, that of a nida. And specifically in this Perek, the Rambam discusses the laws of Ksamim, the rabbinic law about stains and what to ascertain its status. As Rambam begins, Halacha Aleph, discusses the tuma of a woman who's a nida and a ziva, regarding as it is in the moment and regarding retroactivity. Says the Rama, Ein isha mistamo min ha-tayra. We're talking about biblical law. A woman does not become tummy, benido or beziva, which again is the cycle of a 7-Eleven, it's the same uterine blood, but regarding the laws of nido or ziva, asher targish betira dam, beyetzev b'sara, until she has some type of a sensation in her body, and she has a flow of blood, and it comes out into her, at least into the vaginal canal, even if it didn't come out, long as it's in her body. Like we explained in Perek Hey, Halacha Beis. And she has a tuma only from the moment that she has the discharge, moving forward, because now she became a nida or a zava. Now, but if she did not have a sensation in her body, and she goes and she checks the blood internally, she does a vaginal bedika, and she finds in the vaginal canal the dam. So although she didn't actually sense it, we presume that there was a sensation, because that is part and parcel of the halach of nida. But we presume that she had the sensation, like we explained, which Ram is referring to in halacha hey over there, that he says that if you find the blood in the praisdar, so then you presume that it's from the uterus, and that's if the uterus opens, so then there was a sensation that we could presume that actually happened, and then she is a nidor azam. Now, halacha beis, which is the topic of this parak, so that's regarding, in general, what the standard protocol biblically is, we're going to become a nidor azam. Based on rabbinic law, is shekola roya kesem dam. If a woman sees a stain of blood, again, which that's not sufficient biblically, she has to have a flow and she has to have a sensation, and if she doesn't, we presume she had sensation. Here, she had no clue even. She doesn't know anything about having her period. She just finds a stain of blood. Al basara, either on her flesh, which Ram is going to explain this later on, halacha ches, oy al bigdo, and after that he discusses regarding, or if the stain is on her garment. So Ava Bishle Gisha, even though she did not have a sensation, and Ava Bishle Bad Kasmo Balemo Balemo Sadam, and even she did an internal bedika, and she didn't find any blood, she still is going to be rabbinically tummy, as if she went and found blood inside her body in the vaginal canal. Now, v'tuma zu besafik, this tuma is of doubt, shema kasem zem midam acheder ba, this rabbinic law is because maybe the stain is coming from the inner chamber, meaning from the uterus, so therefore rabbinically they gave her this tuma. Halacha gimel, b'chemin debisayfim, also from rabbinic law, shekola roya dam b'lo eis vesta. If a woman has a flow of blood, not during the expected time of her regular period. And, b'chola roya kesem, related to this, and that's why we bring it over here, if a woman finds a stain on herself, t'mei lama freyad esem b'abao shayz. We say that retroactively, we don't know when this came, as we'll see in contrast to a ves kavua, which we know it comes now, which has both stringencies and leniencies. Here, the fact that we don't know when it happens, because it's not expected, she just had a stain, or she doesn't have this as a set period, and we just find this, so when did this come? So retroactively, we have to say, maybe it was here the last 24 hours already, which is the time period, we say, okay, maybe it was already here for already 24 hours. Now, vimbadka b'teichs manzeh matzatar, but let's say within the last 24 hours, she did a badika, and she didn't find any dam, she found that she was tar. So then, tamei l'mafreyad mabedika. Then she'd only tell me retroactively until the last time. Let's say 5 hours ago, she checked and she was tar. And now 5 hours later, we find the stain. Okay, then within the last 5 hours or whatever the time is within the 24 hours is when we'll say that retroactively she is tamei because of this concern. Now, va'af b'shi tamei l'mafreyim adavreim. Although this is only from rabbinic law that we say that she's tamei retroactively. Ein matam es boi l'mafreya. So, and that's why, because it's only rabbinically, we don't say that the one who had relations with her also becomes tamei retroactively. Like we explained this in Perek Ches Halacha Yud Gimel. And additionally, since it's only of a concern, it's only from rabbinic concern, we don't count for her nida cycle or for her stain, Only for when she has the discharge against Shaleb Bishas Vesta, which we're saying it's only from rabbinic or meaning this 24-hour retroactively, or for when she finds a stain, it's only, we only start counting right now, although we're concerned for Tumah retroactively, but for the counting of the calendar, for her cycle, it's only from right now when we discover it. Now, B'chol Rei Kesem, says Ram, it comes out, whoever finds a stain, Harizim Kukelzim Inyana, so really, she's in a state of disarray for her counting, because Shemim in the Chedabah, maybe it came from the uterus, but the Skakla Vesta, and now her cycle is messed up, because she doesn't know when the actual flow was, and she doesn't know, you know, that's why we have to be concerned within the last 24 hours, we know what maybe it's within the 11 days that, in the days of Ziva, between Nida and Nida, and she's really in, like, the Taya, which we mentioned in the previous parak on Halachas Tesav Tachavav, where she doesn't really know what her cycle actually is. Now, Halacha Dalet, the Ram continues regarding women, that we don't have this suspicion of the last 24 hours. We have what's called Dain Chaitin, that we say, no, it's sufficient for right now to say that she is tummy. As the Ram says, Arayah Dam B'Shas Vesta. Let's say a woman has a flow of blood during her regular period, unlike what we said before of that the Dam was B'lay is Vesta. Oh, then the Inyamatam Lafreya, then the Tum is not retroactively. Ela B'Shayt B'Vak, rather it is during that time when she actually has it, because that's what's called, there's a presumption that the guest comes in its appropriate time, which is during the menses when she established, and that she hadn't seen it earlier. So to a pregnant woman or a nursing woman or besula, zakena, or a virgin or an elderly woman, dain chaitin, it's sufficient the time when we actually see them having dam, even if they didn't check themselves early, because these women generally don't have menstrual blood. And therefore we're not concerned that maybe that she had seen within the last 24 hours. And therefore, these women are not going to retroactively make a tuma. And now the Rama qualifies these four types of women that we presume that they didn't have a discharge of blood until we actually see it. As Ezimuber, so what's considered a pregnant woman? That's specifically Mishayuka Ubara. That's when the fetus is recognizable, which is recognized when the woman is pregnant, and that's after the first trimester, that's after 3 months, which that is at that point already, the woman is has heavy, her limbs are heavy for the pregnancy, and therefore that's when the bloods start removing themselves from her, and therefore we say that we don't suspect that it came earlier. So to Manika, what's a nursing woman? It's Kalar Ba, the Esam Chaydish is 24 months after birth. Even if her child died, or Gemalato, if she weaned him already in the Senato, Lomanika, or she's not even nursing, she gave it over to a wet nurse, doesn't make a difference because it doesn't depend on the actual nursing. It's the 2 years after giving birth, is the pain of childbirth, her limbs become dislodged, and that removes the menses, and therefore it doesn't come back up until 24 months. Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, a Besula, a virgin, now what we're discussing over here is specifically a virgin in regards to the Dam of Besulim, even if she had relations, but it's specifically regarding her virginity. Culturally, Rasa Dam Yemeo, as long as she has not yet ever had a Dam Nida, she never had a period in her day, in her life, Av Bisha Rasa Machmas Nisun, although she had Dam because when she got married, which that was the virginity, Machmas Ledo because of childbirth, which is for a different reason, as long as she didn't have a regular period, she didn't have, so then we say Dain Shaitan there too. Zikena, what's an elderly woman that we say, oh, she's already in menopause, she already, we don't think that she is having a period. It's called Sha'arbala Tisham Yain. If you're already past 90 days, which that's three periods, three vestas, because what's called the Einabainness, the intermediate period that a woman has, is 30 days. So she already passed three time periods of not having, which is generally the time of Chazakash, three times, it was three periods with 90 days, Samach Lizaknasa, near old age, then we don't presume that she was having a period until we actually see it, and right now. Now, the Ezer Zekena was considered an old woman. They call her Bubby, they call her elderly woman, and she doesn't care. That would qualify as Samach Lizaknasa. Now, Muber is a Maniko Zekena. A pregnant woman, a nursing woman, and an elderly woman, Kisman Kiriyasin. So their stain is as they see it, and it's not going to have tumor retroactively. Besula, the fourth one, a virgin, which she never saw dam ever, she never had a period ever, and she's still a minor, so actually kisma tar, the Rambam says that her stain is actually tar. Achatira dam shalash vasasas, until she sees blood. She has a period for three periods, and then we're going to say her stains are, but until then, we're not presuming even the stains are from Nida, we're going to say it's obviously something else, and that's where she's different and even more lenient than the other three women. Now, Allah Chabad, the Ram continues regarding what stains are considered tame and what stains are considered tar. Says Ram, Ma bin kesem and nimsal b'sar. So what's the difference between the stain that she finds on her flesh, on her skin, the kesem and nimsal b'gda, to the stain that she finds on her garment? So he says, Sha kesem and nimsal b'sar, because the stain that she finds on her body in Lishir. The Ram holds that there's no measurement. And the reason that is because, as we'll explain the contrast to when she finds it on her garment, where we could say and attribute it to maybe a louse, to lice, on her body, we presume that there's no lice over there, and therefore even less than the amount of how much could be the blood of a lice, we presume that it came from the woman, which the Rabbi disagrees, but the Rambam says there's no measurement, and any small stain is going to make her have this halacha of kesem, which is the rabbinic state of nida. Now, vanim tzal abeged, however, ain't matamachi kagris hakilkli. But he says, but if a woman finds a stain on her garment, then she's not going to be considered tummy until it's the size of a gris, which is that of a split, it's like a half a bean, a split bean, which is from the place called kilkli, which is the measurement of an American dime. Shehu meruba sheyesh b'kedei tesha adoshes. It's like a square that has a space of 9 lentils. I mean, it doesn't really mean that the gris hakilkli is square. We add on the square, but it's that size. It doesn't have to be actually squared, as long as the measurement of the stain could combine to be that amount of a square gris, as the Rambam is going to say shortly, that it all combines. So that's the amount, which shalosh shalosh, 3 by 3 lentils. That amount is the shear of a gris. Now, ha'yipachas mishir zeh tar. If it was less than that amount, then actually should be tar. Now, let's say nimsa tipin tipin. Let's say you find that there's many small spots. So the aim of tar is they don't combine, even if it's more than the shear of a gris, it's going to be tar. Because each one is measured independently. Ha'yarech, let's say it was long, it was extended like a strip, but between it all, it is the shear of a gris ha'kilkili. Then the reason it's tar, then it combines, and then she's going to have the tumma of kesem from when it's on our garment, and we'll treat her like a nida. Halacha zayin. Kesem shenim tzal davash in makabel tumah. However, these are exemptions to the laws of kesem. If you have a stain that's found on something that is not makabel tumah, that cannot contract tumah, so then tar, then the woman is tar. Vein chashash leish, she doesn't have to be concerned with that. As Rama says, case of how so? Yeshva kli avanim. Let's say she was sitting on stone vessels, or kli adama, or earthenware vessels, or kli glolim, or dung vessels, oyal or hadog, or on the skin of a fish, oyal kli cheres megabay, or on the earthenware vessel on the outside, where earthenware vessel does not contract tuma on the outside, oyal beged shein by sholosh etzbois al sholosh etzbois, or even if it's a regular garment, but it's not 3 finger breadths square, where it's not fit even the pauper to use, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. Nimtzalim dam, and you find blood that the woman was sitting on it. Tyra, it's tar. Now, afilu bodka karka, even if she checked the ground beforehand, v'yashvila, and she sat down, which is right by the genital area, but nimtze kesem ala karka, you find a stain on the ground when she gets up, doesn't make a difference. Reza tar, she can be tar. Why? You know, it's almost obvious it's from the woman. Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference. It's all rabbinic law, as we said, because she didn't have a flow and she didn't have a hergish. Shakal she'in makabal tumma, because anything that cannot contract tumma, that you're finding the stain on, like Gaza, Al-Kesem, Shei Matzabai, they didn't make the rabbinic decree of the stain that you find on it. And because this whole halacha, like we said, of Nida, has two equivalents. You have that of the Isser, which we're talking about, then you have the laws of Tum and Tara. And it was only made for the Tum of Nida, which is only something that can make Kabbal Tum. Now, moreover, says the Rambam, Leib and Kabbal Tum, and even something that could be Kabbal Tum, still there's other qualifications. It's elam kin ha'yel love, and it's only if the thing she sat on was white, but colorful vessels and garments, then we're not even concerned for the stain that you find on it. Therefore, the rabbis instituted when a woman is in her permitted status, that she should wear colorful garments, so that she should save herself from the halach of stains. During Shevet Nikim, she's supposed to wear white on the garments so that you know, because you have to check. But here, we don't want to know. We don't want to see. And to preclude the problem of the kesamim, we say to wear colorful that even if there's a huge stain, it doesn't make a difference. You're not going to be able to clearly discern the blood, and therefore the woman is not going to have the problem about the kesam. Now the Rambam qualifies the halacha of, we just said that there's differences between the stain on the flesh or on the garments. Now the Rambam delves into the halacha of stains on the skin. Says Rama, Loi b'chol malkum shenimtza adam al basar. Now, not everywhere where you find a stain on her flesh, titnu shem kesem, will she become tummy for the laws of stains? Achimotze keneged beis turfa, until it has to be opposite the area of the uncovered area, which means opposite the genital area. As Rambam says, ketzad how so? Nimtza ala kiva. Let's say you find blood on her heel. So then to me, she's tummy. You know why? Shema noga beveis turfa beis shivasa. Women are sit cross-legged on the floor, and maybe her heel went opposite the area of genital area, and that's how the dam got on it. Let's say she finds it on her calves, oyal parsa seha, or on her ankles, mibifnim, in the inner part, which those are parts of the bodies that they touch each other, they rub against each other when the person is standing. And betidbik regular b'shek l'shek, and therefore one leg could hit the other one, one calf could hit the other one. So it could be rubbing all from that area, how raise it to me, so then she can be tummy. But let's say nimsal and so to says Ram nimsal rish gudel ragel. Let's say you find it on the tip of her toe of her foot. They're also tameishing mitame. Why? Sheminutav minacheder al ragel beishalacha. Maybe it dripped from the uterus on her foot when she was walking. So although the big toe is not opposite the genital area, but when you're walking, it could pass beneath the center of the woman. And says Ram chin komakum. So to any area sheev sheshi notiz lo damni dasa kishet halach. That it could spray from the blood, from the menstrual blood when she's walking, and that it could, the blood could be found. But then Tameya, if you find that part of the body, is going to be tummy. And even if you find the blood on her hands, I feel like Kishra Etzbeis Yodeh, even on her knuckles, meaning on the back of her hand, Tameya is going to be tummy. Why? Shayidai Maskani is in, because hands are very busy, and she might have touched by the genital area without noticing. Now, but let's say you find blood on her calves or ankles on the outside, facing outer of her body. I mean, that's done, or even from the sides, meaning towards the face or towards the back. And I don't have to tell you, if you find it above the area of the thighs, obviously, we're going to say that that blood didn't come from the genital area, because how did it end up over there? So, there must have been blood that spread enough from somewhere else, and we don't suspect her with the laws of Ksam. Now, look at test. In spite of this, hakesem animtzal besara. If you find the stain on her flesh, which is in the area which it could have dripped from her genital area, shu arach kirtzu. Now it's long like a strip, oy ogol, or it's round, oy shoyi tipin tipin, or it's a bunch of little spots, oy shoyi arach hakesem al arach arach. Even if, let's say, the length of the stain was along the width of her thigh, which is not normal that it would drip in that way, because it should drip downward, not along the width. Or even if it looks like as if whatever this thing that dripped on her, as if it dripped from bottom up, which again, it should be dripping from top down, doesn't make a difference. As long as it's opposite the genital area, so she's going to be tummy. And the enum, we don't say, wait, had it drip in the body, because that wouldn't be like this configuration. We don't say that. Any blood that's on these areas, Machmimra was stringent, although it is a situation of doubt, still was stringent, and we consider her tummy for kesem. Now, halacha Yudram continues regarding stains on her garments. If you find the stain on her garment, so mechagaru lamata, if it's from the belt and below, so then tumeya, that's tummy, that's opposite the genital area. Mechagaru lamala, but if it's above the area of the belt, then tara, she's tar, because how to get up there? Now, nimtzal beis yotchala, let's say we find it on her sleeve. So, in magiik and negid beis torva, if the sleeve reaches opposite her genital area, meaning even if it's only through bending, but then to me, then we're going to say that she's tummy because we're concerned that maybe she bent over and maybe the sleeve went opposite the genital area. But if it can't even reach, it's higher up, let's say by her shoulder, then tara, obviously, that she's going to be tar. Now, halacha yirab, but let's say, let's say she would take off her garment and she would use it to cover herself like a blanket at nighttime, even if she only would use it to cover her head, it doesn't make a difference. Anywhere on that garment that you're going to find the blood, it's going to be tummy because she moves around at night. So to her belt, anywhere you find blood on the belt, tummy, it's going to be tummy because again, the belt also moves around and it could front, back, down, up, and it could move opposite the makam of the erva, and therefore we're going to say that we have to suspect for the tumah. Halacha yud beis. Let's say the woman was wearing one garment. And now she worked for 3 days or more. Meaning not during the yimei nida, but rather during the days of ziva. Now she checks and she finds on it three stains. Or even if it's one big stain, but it's so big that it has enough, had it been three separate stains, which each one is the size of a gris. Hariza Safik Zava, so this woman is a Safik of a Zava. Why? Shema Kesem Notam Menu B'chal Yem. Maybe a stain of a gris dripped every single day for 3 days in a row, because she wore 3 days without checking, and now she finds three stains, or one stain the size of three stains, maybe it dripped 3 days in a row. And so too, let's say it wasn't one garment. She wore three pre-checked garments, and even if she was wearing them all at the same time, now she wore it 3 days during her days of ziva, now she finds a stain on each one of them, even, and just the chiddush, even though each one opposite the other, so it might have been one big fat stain that dripped through all three garments, doesn't make a difference, it's a suffix zava, she's still a suffix of a zava, it might have been on three different days, from three different times, and therefore, you see three stains, which you cannot, they're the size of a gris, and therefore, maybe she's a zava, and we have to treat her out of that, like a zava gedela. Halacha yud gimel. Matze kesem echad, she'im b'kedish l'shiksam. Let's say she finds one stain that doesn't have the size of three kesamim inside of it. Now, im bad ka'atzma kol ben hashmashes, if she examined herself during the whole ben hashmashes, now, what that literally means to say is that she did like what's called a meich dachak, which is there was a cloth inside the vaginal area during the whole twilight, shal yom rishon of the first day, umatzatar, and that she finds that she didn't have anything the first day, because we know that she's tar, she did a bedika the whole ben hashmashes. Now, b'valei bat kachaluka, she didn't check the garment. Uvayayim eshleishi matzazak esam sheinik shleish kesam. Then on day three, she finds a stain that, and she wore this garment for 3 days, that's not the size of three stains. So then in the cheshesh lezivis. Now, there's no reason to be concerned for being a zava, because we know she didn't have any dam day one. So all there is 2 days, so she's not going to be a zava gedel. Now, v'mlei bat ka'asma kol ben hashmashes. But let's say she didn't do an internal the whole twilight of day one. Now, since she also didn't check her garment, and she wore it for 3 days during the days of her ziva, we have to be concerned that she's of a gedela. And even though the stain, what do you mean? It's not even the size of three stains. It doesn't make a difference, because it might have been that the one of the three stains actually fell exactly on the spot where one of the other stains had been there. And because you didn't check, and we find the stain, then and you didn't check, and she didn't check her body either, we have to be concerned that maybe she had this for 3 days, and therefore we have to be suspect that she is a zava gedel. Now, Lachid Dal Ram continues regarding the confluence, the intermingling of this rabbinic halacha of ksamim and the bloods that a woman has for her biblical law of nidan zava. Says Ram, Halachid Dal, Matze kes machaluk hayim. Let's say she finds a stain on her garment today. Now, v'rasa dam achakach shnei yom zechazeh. Then after that day, that was on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she had a period, she had a flow for those 2 days. Or Sharasa Shneyam. Let's say Sunday, Monday, she had her period, but day three not. But Vayomashli Sharasa Kesem, day three, she found a stain on her garment. So again, here it's since during the days of her Ziva, she's a doubtful Zava because, like we said, the Kesem, we're not sure, that's the rabbinic concern that she did have a dam from the uterus, and therefore it might have been 3 days in a row, and we have to treat her as a doubtful Zava. Now, Halacha Tezvav. Haraya kesem va'achach rasadam. So the Ram continues on this theme, and he develops this a little bit more. He says, if a woman sees a stain, va'achach rasadam, and then she has a discharge of blood, she has a flow of blood. So toile kisma briasa kami esleis. In this case, we're going to attribute the stain, not as its own independent thing, but of the later flow of dam, of our period that she had, if it's within the next 24 hours, we're going to say that the stain was actually because of the period that she got, and it's not like a retroactive tumma of its own source. We say the stain wasn't its own thing, it was really part of what was we see happen later on, which was the flow of blood. And bein shebat ka'atzma be'esha matzah kesem or matzah tar, this is whether if at the time that she found the stain, she checked herself and she didn't find anything in the internal examination. Eventually, but whether she didn't check herself, it doesn't make a difference. Since within 24 hours she had a period, we say, okay, we know what that was. That wasn't its own thing. That was part of this flow. Now, that's specifically if within 24 hours she had, what we call it, a period, a flow of blood. But if, let's say, a woman finds a stain within 24 hours of a prior stain, the rabbi disagrees on this point, but the Ram says she cannot attribute one stain to the other stain. Elam kein bat kvinim. Only if she did an internal examination between those two stains. Shem if sika tar ben eksam. That if she did what's called a hafsik tar, if she checked and she stopped the connection by saying, I checked myself, there's nothing there between the two stains. then ain mitzarfim elamina zivis. Then we're not going to combine them for the, and this is what the whole importance of what we're really primarily discussing over here, because we're talking about what's a suffix of, we're like not sure the stain did you have. Rabbinically we consider that as maybe you had a flow. So if three times in a row, okay, maybe you're Zabba Gedailo, need Shiva Nikima, all those different things. So then we're not going to combine it to the halach of Zivas. But if not for the Hefsik Tara, then we cannot attribute one to the other. As the Rambam continues to explain these halachas in halacha design to halacha yudchas. As the Rambam Ketzer, how so? So he qualifies these teachings. He says, Rosa Kesem Erev Shabbos. Let's say a woman finds a stain Friday morning, B'shor Rishonim Yom, the first hour of the day. Let's say the day starts at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock in the morning, she finds a stain. She wakes up, she says, boom, she got a stain. Ava Bishle Bat Gazm, even if she didn't check herself, no, meaning B'lo Yodim Tarim to make, she doesn't know, am I having a period, am I not? Am I having a flow? No, she didn't check. She didn't check, did an internal examination. But she found a stain Friday morning. V'rasadam Achakach at Shor Rishonim B'Yom Shabbos. Then she subsequently finds, she subsequently has a flow of blood. Up until, if this Riyah was up until the first hour of Shabbos, meaning within 24 hours. So let's say 6 a.m. on Friday morning, up until 6 a.m. at Shabbos morning, if she has a period, she has a flow of blood, ain't a mind lekesem. And that's really primarily what the Rambam was trying to say in the previous halachas. She's not going to count from the stain as if that's like the counting for the days of Ziva. No, that's what the Rambam had said. We're going to attribute the stain to the period. It's not its own thing. Since within 24 hours, is really just the beginning of what the period was, of the flow that was going to happen. Now, from so she had on Friday a flow of blood. So she has another flow on Sunday and another flow on Monday. So Tiyazava. So then she's Miyazava Gedayla because she had Tam for 3 days in a row. Continues the Rambam. Let's say Rasa Dambiyim Shabbos B'Shashniya. Let's say, however, she had a stain on Friday morning and up until Shabbos at 7 a.m., meaning 25 hours later, in the second hour of the day on Shabbos, then she had a flow of dam. Harizat Tamei Shnei Yom. So here she is tummy for 2 different days. In other words, it's already past 24 hours. We're not going to attribute that stain to this flow. So it's considered independent. You're tummy for 2 days. You have Erev Shabbos and Matzah B'Kesem. You have Friday that you found the stain. Uva Shabbos, Rosh Adam. Shabbos independent where she had a flow of blood. Because Shari Ain Shnei Matek Meis Leis. Both of them not within 24 hours. Now, and then if she has a flow of blood on Sunday, so Cheshon L'Zivus, you have to be concerned with Zivus, because you have Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. Halacha Yedzayin. Let's say Lo Yirasa Dam B'Shabbos. Let's say she doesn't have a period on Shabbos, doesn't have a flow of blood. Avarasa Kesem Achar, but she actually finds another stain. So she didn't have a period, didn't have a flow, but boom, she found a stain on Friday on her garment, and she again on Shabbos she finds a stain. And this was B'shur Rishonim Yom HaShabbos, during the first hour, again, 6 a.m., she gets up, making her coffee, boom, she finds a stain, just like Friday morning. Oh, so in Bat Ka'atzma Be'er B'Shabbos HaMatzotah, this is where it's different, this is what the Rambam was explaining in Halakha Tezvav. Now, in Bat Ka'atzma Be'er B'Shabbos HaMatzotah, let's say sometime during Friday, she's like, oh my, I found a stain, she's discussing this, she does an internal examination. She finds no dam. So, Eina Mayna El-Kesem Echad Shul B'Yom HaShabbos. So, here, she's not going to count as combining them only to the one stain that she had on Shabbos. Because since both of them were within 24 hours, we said that you will not combine them if you didn't check. But we said, if you check and you find yourself tar, then we're not going to combine them. And since it's within 24 hours, so we'll say that we're not starting to count from Friday, we're starting to count from Shabbos. Now, but v'im loy bodka, if she didn't do an internal on Friday, she doesn't know if she stopped having blood between them. She didn't do an internal examination. So, or if she didn't stop, she doesn't know, did she stop, did she not? Then she's going to count from Friday as one day, and Shabbos as a separate day. Even though it's within 24 hours, we said, you don't attribute one stain into another stain. With Re'iyah, you would. You'd say that the Friday thing is nothing. But here, when it's one is a stain and another one is a stain, even though it's within 24 hours, you don't attribute. Unless you did have a sekatara, then you'll say, okay, wait a second, these are separate. But even though it's within 24 hours, so then the halacha is going to be, harizamayin le'ev Shabbos, you're going to count Friday as its own independent thing, even though it's within 24 hours of the second stain. And if she has a flow on Sunday, Chashash Zivis has to be concerned for Ziva because he had Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. Now, halacha yitches. Ras ha-kesem ha-sheni b'shosh shnim yom Shabbos. And this is where the other variable comes in. Let's say Friday was a stain on Friday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. Shabbos, she didn't have a period, didn't have a flow of blood. And she found a stain, but it wasn't at 6 a.m., it was at 7 a.m., it was in the second hour. So it's already past 24 hours. Okay, so bein batka, bein loy batka. So whether she checked herself or she didn't check herself, her resultimation is going to be telling for 2 days. Why? Shari ain't shnei metech meis leis? Because they're not both within 24 hours. So this is not within 24 hours. These are two independent things. So Friday is its own stain, and Shabbos is its own stain. And therefore, again, they're going to be one and two, and if you have another one, you'll be a zavak adayla. As the Ram said, v'mrasa b'echem Shabbos, achem eis leis. If let's say she has a flow on Sunday after 24 hours, which again, because if it was within 24 hours, then the Shabbos stain would actually be not its own independent thing. It would be attributed to the flow that you had within 24 hours on Sunday. But if it's after 24 hours, Cheshesef, they have to be concerned for Zivs. Friday, Shabbos, independent, because they're past 24 hours, even if you did a Bedika, and then Sunday was its own thing because it was more than 24 hours from 7 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos, you found 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, so then you have to be concerned for Zivas. Now, Rasa b'sho rishayin b'yimech b'shabbos kesem shlishi, but let's say on 6 a.m., the first hour of the day on Sunday, she finds kesem shlishi, a third stain. So, like we said, imevsika tahar b'neim, if she had done a bedika, she had a hefsik tahar between the Shabbos one and Sunday. So we said, imet starfen doesn't combine. You don't have to be concerned for ziva. Then loy batka, if she didn't check, again, then we said cheshesh zivas, then you do have to, because even though it's within 24 hours, but we said, you're not toila kesem b'kesem, and therefore they're considered independent. Again, unless, like we said, if you did have Sigtara, then you're not combining them. But here it will combine, and you'll have to be suspect for Ziva. Halachi Tez Ram continues regarding attributing the stain to something else, another exemption to the law of Kesem. Says Ram, Kol Kesem Shermanashi Tame Beglolo, any stain that we said that the woman's going to be tummy because of that stain, Im Yeshla Dover Litlis by Balaimia, if there's something that you could attribute the stain to, and to say, oh, Shem Kesem Zebin Midva Plenihu, maybe the stain is from that source. So im nimtza la begad, if it's found on the woman's garment, harizatar, she's gonna be tar, because you say it came from somewhere else. Shalomach Khamba Dovala Hakma, because the sage didn't say the context of the rabbinic law of Ksamim as a stream to say ilahakl, rather to interpret it as when we can as leniently. Now im nimtza la sarb, if she finds it on her skin, sveikir tame, then the doubt out of doubt she will be tame. And ve'ino tel, but you can't attribute it to something else. Now, but vimhoyula litlis bebisara, but if let's say you could attribute even when it's on her skin, let's say from her own body, let's say she has a wound, as Ram is going to say in halacha chabez, yosem achaluka, more than her garment, then afal basar tell, and even on her skin, we could attribute it to something else, usveke tar, and the doubt will be tar. As Ram says in halacha chav ketzat, how do we explain these halachas of attribution? Shachta behema chayel, if let's say the woman was slaughtering an animal, a wild animal, a bird, or she was involved with stains, or she was sitting next to those who were involved in stains with bloods and all these things, she was walking by a marketplace with butchers, with blood is flying all over the place. She finds blood on her garment. Tara, she's tar. She could attribute it. Obviously, the blood that she has in her garment could have been from those other sources. But let's say she finds a stain only on her body. So, if the stain is below the belt, which is opposite the genital area, so then we said she's tummy no matter what size, according to the Rambam. Now, but let's say she did a headstand, she turned upside down and she jumped. She did a somersault. Afil mechagor lamala tmeya. Then actually, even if it's above the belt, she's gonna be tummy, because yeah, of course it could get in the upper part of her body because she did a flip, and what's with the attributing that it could have came from somewhere else? No, sheilo hayu dam zemen ashchida men ashuk. Because had this blood come from the slaughtering that she was doing or from the marketplace, that's a reyes, that's a flaw in trying to attribute to something else. That should have been also on her garment. Now, but since it's only on her skin and not on her garment, so it's amazing. We're going to attribute it that's actually from her own body. Now, halacha beis, but let's say the woman had a wound, even though it developed a scab, if it could be softened and then the scab could become undone and the blood could come out, and then she finds blood on her skin, then she could attribute it to the wound. Obviously, it has to be somewhere it could have dripped from. The we're talking about that it could drip from the maka itself wherever you find it, and I think or anything like that. If you could attribute it to a part of even on her body, then even if you find the stain on her body, she's going to be tar. Halacha of gimel. Let's say nimtza kesem al begedel ubisar kecha. Let's say you find the stain not only on her skin, you find it on her skin and on her garment. Oh, then toila b'chol sheyesh lalitus. Then you could actually attribute it to whatever we had said regarding the garment that you could attribute to, like we said in Lacha Yates. When we said by the basar you cannot attribute it, that was when you only find it on the skin, like we said, because if it was somewhere else externally, it should have been on our garment too. Oh, but here, if it's on the garment and on our body, oh, then you could attribute it to all those other sources. And more, with the toila b'machelis, which is a general halacha, even if a woman didn't kill a louse, you could attributed to lice, that Shema Be'ish Yashav, maybe when she sat down, Nerga Macholis, maybe she killed a louse, but Damza Damachilisu, and we could always attribute it, which in Talmudic times, which is where the Gzeir was made, which is the qualification, was the lice was something that was common, and maybe this is the blood from a louse. Now, Va'ad Kama, how much can you attribute it to a louse? How big is the blood of lice? Ad Kagaris, until the size of a grist, like we had previously explained, how big that is. Now, but if the stain is bigger than the size of a gris, then in the toilet, like the size of a dime, in the toilet, then you cannot attribute it to lice, because lice don't have that much blood. That's even if you had a louse that was stuck on the stain, since it's more than the size of a gris, in the toilet, you can't make it attributing it to the louse, because they don't have that amount of blood, and therefore we're suspecting it came from the woman's body. Halach of Dal. So you could also attribute it to her son or her husband. Let's say the men, they were busy with blood. I show you Dim Lachlokas, or their hands were dirty with blood. They had a wound. She could attribute it to them. She could say, Him Nogubah, that they touched her. Obviously, she shouldn't realize it. But and the blood is because of them. Halach of Hay. However, but you cannot attribute blood that it was transferred from one place to another to attribute it to that. Kate's a house so. Meaning, let's say she had a wound on her body, but it was on her shoulder. You find the stain on her thighs. So inam, you don't say, oh, Shema biyudea naga b'maka. Now, obviously, it didn't drip from there to there. So you'll say, oh, maybe Shema biyudea naga b'maka. Maybe with her hand, she touched her wound. You know, it was hurting her. She touched it. But naga b'maka, and then she touched her calves. No, you don't say from makam la makam that we're going to go ahead and be toila and attribute it that way. Anything similar to that in Toilenboy, we don't attribute it, b'megufa, whether on our body, b'mechaluka, whether on our clothing. It's got to be a direct attribution, not a secondhand attribution. Now, Halacha Vav, now the Ram continues where the questions become a little bit more complex and more partners in this question. Let's say Shtei Nashim Shnas Asku B'tzipur Echad. Let's say it's two women who were engaged in this one bird. Now, this was a dead bird, and the bird itself only has blood the size of a coin, that of a sella. Now, the nimsa kolachas mishtein kesim kesela. Each one of those women find a stain on themselves the size of a sella. So then shtein tmeis. Then both of them are going to be tum because obviously you cannot attribute it to the blood of the bird because the bird only has the size of a sella. And you find them both of them, which is the sum total of two slum. And you can't say, oh, it was me because maybe it was from the other woman. So they're both going to be tummy. Now, let's say in this ask, let's say one woman was engaged bedam with blood. She have shashim in the kesim el kagris. That whatever that is she was busy with could only have blood that could have made a stain the size of a gris. But then to like kesem kishnei grisin. Now that one woman actually finds a stain the size of two grisin. So actually, she will be exempt because I read the toilet kagris b'dam shnei saskiboy. A gris of that she has in herself, let's say one dime's worth, she could say, oh, it's from the thing that she was engaged with. Uku gris b'machayas. And what's with the other gris? That could be a louse because that you always is the generic attribution. So up until two grisin, the woman, if she was engaged with something that's the size of a gris, will be tar. But let's say the stain she finds is more than the size of two grisin, then to me, then she can be tummy because obviously you have nothing to attribute it, even the total of those two variables. Halacha of Zayin, nis'aska ba'odim. Let's say one was engaged with something red. In Toilah Ba'ashachar, you cannot attribute that a color of black. Or let's say nis'aska ba'odim, shish b'mine dam harba. But let's say you engage with a bird that has many different types of bloods in it. And she finds on herself the color of at least one of the types of bloods that the bird has. Okay, then tell and then she contributed to that bird. Now, let's say the woman was wearing three garments, one on top of the other. If it's like one of these situations, like in the marketplace or whatever it is that she could attribute it to, then tell and she could attribute it even if she only finds it on the lowest garment. And if she cannot attribute because we don't know where it could have came from, then in the talaf be'elyon, then she cannot even attribute even to the outer garment. As Rambam says, it's a case of household. Of a bishuk shel tabachim. Let's say she walks through a marketplace of butchers. Av bishuk nimtzei kesem al ha'tachin levad. Even if she finds it on her undershirt, she finds it on the garment that the stain on the lowest garment that she has. Toilah b'dam ha'tabachim. She could attribute that as long as her body was covered, it could have been that one of the sweaters or whatever jacket came up, and the blood from the butchers got on that one. Now, but if she didn't pass by the butcher house or anything that you could attribute it, so even if the stain was even on the outermost garment, let's say on her jacket, she's going to be tummy because you have nothing to attribute it. Now, let's say subak over, subak la over. Let's say she doesn't know. Did she pass the butcher? Did she pass people that were fine? She's trying to think, am I tummy or not? So she doesn't know if there's what to attribute it to or not. Sabalinsaski is not sure what she engaged today, can't remember what she did today. So then Einatel, then she cannot go ahead and attribute it. It has to be something that you know definitively that is a possibility that you could attribute it to. Now, Allah of Chaz, let's say Irshish Bachazim, let's say she lives in a town that has swine which they eat bug and all these things, they spring blood all over the place. Or the swine, they always come to this woman, she feeds them, whatever. So it's such a woman, you don't have to be concerned with the stains that you find on her garment, because we attribute it to the swine. Now, Allah of Tez Ram continues regarding situations of doubt, and that we don't know who the stain is from. As Ram says, Allah of Tez. If a woman lent her garment, someone wanted to borrow her blouse, she lent it to a menstruating woman. I'm being gay, being straight, so whether she's a Jew or a non-Jew, it doesn't make a difference, but the woman, we knew, had her period. Now, the woman who lent it, she needed it for the next night. She had an event, and she put on the garment before checking it. Now, she had checked it before she lent it to them. She knew it was clean, but then she puts it on, and then at the event, she finds a stain. So I raised a toilet beneath the shalosh. So she could attribute that the stain was to that menstruating woman that she had lent it to, that had worn it in between. Now let's say she loisel lezava gitan beyema tamishala. Similarly, let's say she lent it to a minor zava, which we said is during the days of Aziva, which she only had a period of 1 or 2 days, and it's on the day of when she had her discharge. Oily yeshevis al damtar, or she lent it to a woman who all the blood she's having because she was yeledis is tar anyway. Or she lent it to a virgin where her blood is dam besulim, is the blood of virginity, which is also tar. So hareza toilabas, so she could attribute to that woman because the zavakatana is tummy anyway that day. So the stain's not adding to her tummy. So you're not really ruining her if you're attributing it to her. So too, the woman who has dam tayr or besula, they're also tar, even if you say that it's from them. So since you're not causing them any loss, you could attribute it to them. But let's say you lent it to a minor zava, not on the day that she had a discharge, the day that she's a shemer siyam, on the second day after that, which she has to watch. Or to the great zava, who she's in the middle of counting her 7 clean days, where if she had the stain, that would undo the whole thing. She lent it to that woman, who either one would be problematic if she had a stain. And the one who lent it to them wore it without checking, and then she finds a stain. So stain mukukolas, they're both ruined, they're both impaired. The one who hasha'elis v'mashalis aisa, the one who borrowed it, and the one who lent it to her, meaning not just the one that she had lent it to, because shemimizu, maybe it's from this one, maybe from this one. And we can't attribute it to that one, because in the prior case, we said she's not losing anyway, so let's attribute to her. Here, each one's going to lose, so actually they both lose. Now, let's say she lends it to a woman who was anyways treating herself as a nida, but because of a stain, in the Talibah, although she's not going to lose anything, you cannot attribute it to her. You cannot attribute one stain that you find to a stain from this other woman that had a stain. So that wouldn't be a good source of attribution. Let's say Badka Chaluka, Badka Atzma, Benim Tzitar. Let's say the lender, she checked her garment, she checked herself, she finds she's tar. And then she lends her garment to her friend who wears it. And then she finds a stain when she gives it back to the lender. Obviously, the borrower is tamei. She cannot attribute it to the one who owns the garment, who lent it to her, because she checked herself and her garment before she lent it. Obviously, it was from the borrower. A very tall girl doesn't have what to wear. She borrows a garment of a very short girl, a petite woman. Now, she finds a stain, so it depends. If the stain, let's say, was on the bottom of the dress, so it's obviously opposite the genital area of even the tall woman, so then Tamea, so both of them are going to be Tamei because it might have come from either one of them. But if not, then Tahira, meaning then the tall woman is going to be tar, obviously, because a tall woman, though what could be beneath the genital area of a short woman, by her is already by her abdomen, and therefore by her, it's obviously not from her because it's too high, and then obviously it's from the shorter woman, and she's going to be the one that we're going to say is tummy. Halacha Lamed Beis, continuing on this theme, is Shalosh Nashim Shalavshu Chalak Echad Zuach Hazu. Let's have three women that wore the same garment one after the other. Now, after all three women wore it, then they find a stain in it. Now, a similar case is in Yashnu Bemita Achas Keechad. If three women are sleeping in the same bed at the same time, and they're sleeping very tight together, and you find blood beneath one of them, so they're all going to be tummy. Now, but if one of them checks herself immediately after they find the stain, and she finds that she has a flow of blood, so then both women are going to be tar. And the same thing applies to the garment. If one of them checked herself right away and found that she has, obviously she's having a period, the other ones are going to be tar, because we say we attribute it to her and that it wasn't from the other ones. Now, halacha lamed gimel. Batku kulon umatzu atzman taras. Let's see, all three women, they're like, oh, there's a stain. Who's in need over here? They all check themselves and they all find nothing when they do an internal examination. They find that they're tar. So, toila misha in a ru liris dam. So, the one who we don't expect for her to have a period, she could attribute the blood, the Mishi Hiruya, and the woman who is more appropriate to have had her menses. And Matisha, in the Rutar, therefore the one who is not really appropriate to be having blood right now, is going to be Tar. Veru to man, the one that we would suspect would have it, is going to be Tommy, as Ram says, Ketza Hauso. Let's say one of the women was pregnant and one was not pregnant. Hamubar is tired. As we said in the prior halacha, these types of women, they're mesulek is damim. We have a chazaka that they're not, a pregnant woman generally does not have a period. So I'm a beres tari. The pregnant woman will presume that she's tar one, v'sheinim beres tari man. The one who's not pregnant will presume that she's tami. Let's say manika v'sheinim manika. Let's say one woman was nursing or another one wasn't nursing. Like we said, manika tari. The nursing one, we presume, does not have dam. She's going to be tar. So there's a kane v'sheinim v'sheinim. You have one that's an elderly woman, an older woman, and one that's not old. Has a kane tar. The older woman who generally does not have a period is going to be tar. You have a virgin and one that's not a virgin. A basul tar, the virgin who never had dam, we're going to presume that she's the one tar. Now, but let's say kulam abars. Let's say they were all pregnant women. Or kulam's case, all old elder women. Or kulam anikas, all nursing women. Or kulam sus, all virgins. Then harin kulam demes. Again, then we can't attribute it to anyone else. And then, out of doubt, we have to say that they're all tummy. Halach lama doubt. Shalish nashim sha'alu derech margulis amit. If you have three women that they went up on the leg of the bed to get into the bed, the Yashnu Kulan, and they all slept within the bed. And you find blood beneath the middle one. So here, they're not so tightly packed. So Shlashim Tmeis, so if it's beneath the middle one, so then you have a margin of error on either side, so all three are going to be tummy because it could have came from, obviously, the middle one, which is right beneath her, or from either one on either side. But let's say Tachas Apanimis, let's say you find it beneath the inner one, the one that's, let's say, close to the wall. So Hiva Shabbatzid Tmeis, the one, her and the one right near her, we're going to have to suspect this tummy, but the other one that's towards the room, tar, shouldn't be tar. We don't suspect that it went too over. Tachas HaKetzen, let's find it beneath the outer one. So he v'sheh b'tzid t'meis har, and the one that near her, the middle one, are going to be tummy. But beneath the tar, but the inner one is going to be tar. But that's only if they got up from the leg of the bed, where the only way it could have been, they all went straight to the place where they're sleeping. Now, b'vim lo yolu derech margulis mitab, let's say they didn't go up from the leg of the bed. Rather, they, let's say, crossed over the width of the bed. Oh, Shari'in Lam said that now there's no order. Now you find blood beneath any one of them. So Kulgim is all going to be tummy because even the inner one, they all went up over the same area of the bed. So it could have came from any one of them. And we don't know who came from what. So therefore, they're all going to be tummy. Now, Allah Lam says, Ramba Medvam, when do we say this? It's Shabbat Kukul and Matsutar. Only if they all check themselves, as we had said in Halach Lam and Gimel, they check themselves, they all find themselves to be tar. So, now neither one could attributed to any one of the other women, like we explained. Let's say one woman checked herself right away. Oh, there's a stain. She doesn't bedika. She finds herself to be tar. The chaverto lebatka, and the friend didn't do bedika. So the one who finds herself tar could attribute to the one who didn't do bedika. The one who didn't do bedika, she's going to be tummy because I know I'm tar. You might be tummy, so she could attribute to the other one. Now, lochalam advav, the Rama continues regarding, how do we know that it's even blood? In contrast, maybe it's some other dye. As Ram says, "Kol kesem shenim tala beged, shein lo b'ma yitala." So any stain that you find on the garment that you don't have what to attribute it to anything else, because if you do, it's not kesem anyway. but you have nothing to attribute it. Still, Einim Matam is not going to contaminate at Shivad Shudam until we first ascertain that it's actually blood. Now, Vim Nastapik Lemeshem Hudam Adam. Let's say they're not sure, is this blood or is this some red dye? So what you do is Mavin Lav Shivis Amanim Elu Ala Seder. You pass over these seven dyes, these seven herbs, in this specific order, which it has to be that order and these seven. So Im Avar, if it removes the stain, Oikoa Enoi, or if at least lightens the color of the stain, Sariza Kesem Dam, that's the quality of blood that it could be removed with these detergents. And so we presume that it's a stain of blood, which may, and then there should be tummy as the laws of Kesem. But Vim Amit Kameshu, but if after cleaning these seven detergents, it still remains the same strong decolor, Hariza Teva, then it must be dye, Utahira, and then Shizimitar, even for a husband, which the Raiva disagrees. Now, Allah Alam and Zayin. Says Ram, Ve'elohim Hashabah Saman Lasidrim. So these are the seven detergents in the specific order as we're saying them. So there's Reg Tafel, which is raw saliva, as Ram is explaining exactly what is that. Ulis is Grisin Shalpoil, and chewed up beans. Umir Glam Shachmita and urine that fermented, that soured, Uvaris and lye, Veneser and Netron, and Vikimonia, and cumin powder, Vashlag and bleach. Now, the Tzarch Lechaschet Shalosh Pama Kol Sambasam, you have to rub three times, which each detergent, separately, in that order. Because you have to go back and forth with each rub. Now, let's say you went and you put these detergents not in this order. You did it all at the same time. You haven't done anything. That's not a valid litmus test to see if it's dam or not. Now, let's say you did the last, four, before the first three. So those that you did the later ones, Shem, which are first of the later ones, I mean, let's say 4, 5, 6, 7. So in that order, it was correct. So Allah, that works. No, actually, what you have to do is, meaning, if you did it out of order, you did, let's say, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then 1, 2, 3. So obviously, that's incorrect, but the 1, 2, 3 was correct. And then you do the later ones, which you did first, and then you finish up 4, 5, 6, 7, until you do the 7 in the appropriate order. Now, in Halacha Lamechaz, Rambam qualifies as Ezel Reg Teva. What's this raw saliva? So, it's Shalaitom Klum Mitchilis Alayla. It has to be a person that didn't taste anything from the beginning of the prior night. V'ha'yiyashin Mechatzi Alayla Achon, and he's sleeping from the second half of the night. L'machar Koyin Sheyechel, next morning before he eats, that's Nikar Reg Teva. That's called raw saliva. Now, v'hu bad, it's as long as Shalayotza Riv Dibur at Shalashoiz B'yam, as long as he didn't speak a lot until 3 hours into the day. Moreover, Vim Hishkin B'shana Pirka Koyin Shalashoiz, if he got up and he went and he learned his studies before 3 hours into the day, in Zerek Teva, that wouldn't qualify as raw saliva. Shadib Mavatl Chayzik Arek, because the speech nullifies the strength of that saliva. Magzir Kamayim, and it takes away that the chemical properties, and it makes it just like water, and therefore that won't be as a valid detergent. Vezi Elis is Greason. What's the other detergent? That of chewed up beans. Who it is Shayilas Hagreason, you have to chew up beans, actually is Arvim Apoil Ray Karbimapiv, until it's mixed with the beans, a lot of saliva from the person's mouth. So what's urine that's soured? If the urine sat for at least 3 days or more, that's called fermented urine. Now, in the final halacha, halacha lam test, Rambam says, what's with the stain that's during the days of Nida and the days of Ziva? Says Rambam, Kal Isha Shi Tamei Mishum Kesem. Any woman that's tummy because of this rabbinic law of she found the stain, so in Matzah Kesem B'mei Nidas, if she finds a stain during her Nida days, again, like the Rambam says, you're always 7-11 cycles of Nida, Ziva. So if it's during those days, Hareza Sveik Nida. So we don't know, is she like a woman who had a flow? That's the whole thing of Kesem. If she did, then she'd be in Nida. So she's doubtful in Nida. So V'yishevis Lav Shabiyam. So she has to sit those 7 days in Tuma of Nida. V'tevelz B'lesh Mini, and then she immerses herself on the night of the 8th day. V'erkech Tima Tezlaban, and then she permitted to her husband. Now, the Matzah Isai B'mei Zivah, if she finds it during the days of a Ziva, so again, Hariza Sabik Zavah G'day like that, then she's a doubtful good major or minor Zavah, depending on how many days she saw it. Commission is Bar, like we explained in this parak in Alachas Yud Beis to Yud Ches. V'yishevis Yim Echad Maizik Dan, so she has to sit 1 day as a Zavah if she was a minor Zavah, which is if she had a discharge only 1 or 2 days. V'yishevis Yim Nikim, or she has to have 7 clean days, and Maizik Dan Misafik if she was, had 3 days stains, like we said, out of doubt, then maybe she's a Zavah G'dayla. And my comment is, even this, all this parak is, like we said, the sum is from Rabbinic Law, Kamesh Baran Law, like we explain in Halacha Beis. Lefikach, therefore, since it's only Rabbinic, Habal Le Bezaldin, if someone has relations with this Nida, this Zavah, deliberately, Makar Noisa Makas Mardin, we just give him Rabbinic lashes, because it's Rabbinic Law, Ubitur Makarban is exempt from a carbon because although having relation with a nida is chayav a carbon, but she's not biblically as a nida, it's a rabbinic law, and therefore he's going to be exempt from a carbon.